Hello and welcome to another podcast episode. What do you think so far? Rubbish. I'm Ray, and this episode is all about rubbish, junk. One man's trash is another man's treasure. Have you heard that said before? One man's rubbish is another man's treasure. Where there's muck, there's brass. Have you heard that one? Where there's muck, there's brass. And that is very true. Actually, that reminds me, you can't say very true. I had a discussion with a couple of friends of mine years ago. Someone said that's very true, and someone else said you can't say that. Something's either true or it isn't. Having said that, if someone says it's very wrong, are there degrees of wrongness, wrongful doing? I don't know. That's wrong, or that's very wrong. I don't know. Anyway, I digress. Back to one man's rubbish. A neighbour of mine, years ago, was clearing out his shed. I looked over the fence and he chucked out this kid's bicycle, a tricycle rather, a sort of little three-wheeler thing. And he said, oh, that was mine when I was a kid. He was, what, in his 30s, 40s, so it was pretty old. He said, I always meant to do it up but never did, so I said, well, are you chucking it out? He said, yeah, do you want it? Oh, yes, I'll have that. I thought I'd do it up. I was going to rub it down, get all the rust off, take it all to bits, clean it, spray it, make it look like new, and sell it for a massive profit. 10 years later, it must have been 10 years at least, I was clearing out my garage, and there's this blasted tricycle thing. I thought, shall I clean it up? Shall I respray it? No. There was a local auction. I thought, no, I'd just stick it in the auction. I can't be bothered with it. I didn't want to take it to the tip. Now, in England, in UK, we call it the tip, the rubbish tip. I don't know what you call it in America, because we've got a lot of American listeners. And Australian, and in Europe, all over, Canada. So we've got listeners everywhere. I'm just wondering what you call it in America. We call it the tip. Taking stuff to the tip. I'm doing a tip trip. I don't know what you call it there. Let me know, someone, what you call it. So I thought, well, rather than take it to the tip, we had a local auction. So I put it in this auction, went along on the night of the bidding, started off at £2, and then three, four, five, in advance on five, six, yep, seven at the back, eight, 10, 12. I'm thinking, oh, this is all right. This is going to be good. 14, 16, 18 over there. Anyone else? 8 yet? 20? You wouldn't believe it. It went for £30. It was actually 1950s because he had it, this chap, when he was a kid. And he was born same year as me, actually, 51. £30 for this thing. I couldn't believe it. A rusty old kid's tricycle. I don't suppose I would have got much more for it had I spent hours rubbing it down, respraying it, reassembling it all. Probably wouldn't have got much more anyway. In fact, an antique dealer once said to me, if you've got anything old or antique, whatever, don't touch it. Don't clean it. You don't even attempt to polish it. Do nothing with it. Because so many people that have an antique clock, antique piece of furniture, oh, I'll clean that. I'll give it all a wash off with some washing up liquid, get the grease off, polish it. And of course, they don't want that. You can sometimes ruin things by cleaning them. So perhaps I was better off selling the bike as it was, in a rusty state. There was a time I went up to our rubbish tip. I had a van, a firm's van, and I went up in the van. And what used to happen, I'd stop on the weighbridge. Chap would weigh the van with me in it. Then he'd wave me on. I'd go and empty the van on the tip. And then I'd come back, stop on the weighbridge. He'd weigh it again, and he'd work out what weight it was I'd thrown away. I'd go up to the little hatch, and he'd say, well, that's 3 and 6 pence, or 2 and 6, or 5 bob. Whatever it was in the good old money, in the good old days. And there was one time I went up there. He weighed me going in. I drove on to the tip. Now, in those days, the rubbish tip, it was just a tip, just one huge pile of rubbish. These days, you've got all the separate skips and containers, wood here, garden rubbish, metal, household rubbish there, batteries over there. It's all separated, which is a good thing, of course, you know, environmentally. But back then, one massive dump, and you could take stuff. And what I did, I dumped off this rubbish, and I saw a compressor, an air compressor. And I remember thinking, wow, look, that looks complete. It all seems to be in one piece. It even had a plug on it. So I dumped that in the back of the van. It was quite heavy. When I went back to the weighbridge, he nodded, so he'd weighed it. I got out of the van and he said, you didn't have much stuff today. There's hardly any weight difference. I said, it was all light stuff, you know, just some light bits of wood and bits and pieces. Nothing heavy this time. Now, luckily, he didn't look in the back of the van because I'd nicked this compressor. Well, when I say nicked, children used to go up to the tip. They'd take old prams and get the wheels off them to make you know, the carts, the go-karts and things. Whenever you wanted anything, if building something as a kid, wheels, bits of wood, bits of metal, you'd walk into the tip. The chap never took any notice. You just walk in there, take what you like. It was only firms' vehicles that were charged for dumping stuff. If you went up there in your own car, which I often did, you could just dump stuff off. And then what I used to do was fill the boot with more rubbish. But it wasn't rubbish. One man's rubbish is another man's treasure. That compressor, by the way, I got it home, plugged it in. It worked perfectly. No air leaks, absolutely nothing wrong with it. It was beautiful, a proper, big tank on the bottom and a twin piston thing. Very expensive. I don't know who would have thrown that away. Another time I was up there, this chap pulled up. This was in my car. He pulled up next to me in his car and he got this box out of the back of the car and he was just about to dump it, throw it. And I said, that's not an HMV radio in that box, is it? It said on it, HMV radio. And he said, yeah, why do you want it? And I said, well, yeah, I'm into radios, old, you know, vintage stuff like that. This was, when was this? 1980s, I suppose. And I said, yeah, I wouldn't mind it. He said, it's all complete. It's all in there. Never been opened. So I thought, never been opened? What's he on about? I put it in the boot of my car, opened the box. It hadn't been opened before. There's a guarantee card in there. It was a brand new radio from the 40s. How about that? In its original box, and it had never been opened. It was actually sealed on top. I couldn't believe it. I kept that radio. When did I sell that? About 20 years later, I got £200 for it. I put it on an auction site, got £200 for it. Was it 20 years? Might have been 30 years later. I really can't remember. Hang on, I'm only going back to the 80s, 80s, 90s. Yeah, probably it was about 10 years ago I sold it. So yeah, 30 years later. Got £200 for it, brand new radio in a box. Reminds me, talking of a box, I saw an advert on telly the other day. New packaging. It's no plastic, it's this new box. It was a cardboard box, it's with a drink in it. It was a cardboard, like waxed cardboard. And I thought, hang on a minute, they're making up this is a new thing instead of plastic. We had this back in the 50s. Straws back in the 50s were made out of paper and they were waxed to make them waterproof. Waxed paper tubes. And of course then plastic came along. Now they're saying waxed paper. You know, get away from plastic. These straws are environmentally friendly. Hey, what a load of rubbish. It's going back to what we had when I was a kid. I've done all this then and now stuff, haven't I, in a previous episode. How things were then and how they are now. Like the flat ceilings. You know, everyone wants flat ceilings. We had flat ceilings in the 40s. Then they architect them. Now they're flat ceilings again. But the things up at the tip, there was another time I found a hairdryer, a brand new Morphy Richards hairdryer. I remember it, in its box. I always had a look in boxes, anything like that, because you never know. I opened this box, there it was. Hadn't been used, all in its box. So I took it along to this local electrical shop. That's when we used to have little electrical shops that would do repairs for you. It's the throwaway world now. I took it in, I said, look, unwanted present. My wife was given it for birthday, she's already got one. And I'd noticed in his window he was selling them for 20 quid. And he said, oh, yeah, that's right. I'll give you a tenner for it. Yeah, fine. He was going to make 10. I made 10. We're all happy. Where there's muck, there's brass. You know when you clear out your loft, your attic, you know, your shed, your garage, you get something, you pick it up, think, oh, I'll chuck that out. Oh, hang on, or should I? Now, maybe I ought to keep that. That might be useful one day, whatever it is. I'll hang on to that. And, of course, I'm not saying that I'm a hoarder, but of course, keeping stuff like that, oh, I'll hang on to this, or I better hang on to that. I end up, instead of clearing the garage, I end up just moving stuff around. So instead of getting a load of stuff to go up the tip, you have the car there ready to load up, and there's actually nothing in the car after several hours of clearing out the garage. It's not clearing out, is it? It's moving things around. My wife was up in the attic the other day and she said, there's a big old blue box here. It looks like some radio sort of thing with a load of wire and a smaller box. So I said, well, what's that? I went up the ladder, had a look. It's a very early 1960s Pi Cambridge. That's a radio telephone that they used to use in like the Water Board, Electricity Board, the Gas Board, the AA, the RAC. This was a two-way radio from their vans, their vehicles. And she said, is it for the tip? And I said, well, not really. It's all complete. It probably even works. But what do I do with it? Anyway, it's still in the loft. It's still up there. What do I do with it? And when I'm dead and gone, someone will say, oh, look at this old rubbish. And it'll go into a skip. A skip, for those of you abroad, is a huge, you probably know, but it might be different in your country. It's a huge metal box, massive thing, dumped on your front drive or wherever, out in the road by a big lorry, and you fill it with stuff and then they take it away and you pay them exorbitant amounts of money to do that. I say exorbitant amounts of money. I mean, it's probably good value, actually, if you think you've got to take all that lot up the tip. How many car trips would it be? Dozens, because some of these skips are massive. That reminds me of a friend of mine. We used to call him a skip rat. Now, you can imagine why, a skip rat. He'd be walking along the road and there'd be a skip outside someone's house. He'd have a rummage through it to see what's what. He'd poke about in this skip. And I must admit, I've done this a few times. If I've been out and about and I see a skip, I don't rummage, but I will just lean over and look in there, see what's in there. He found a transistor radio, brand new, in a box. I'm going back now quite a few years, when they used to sell transistor radios, brand new in a box. And he sort of looked around and thought, should this be in here? Why has someone dumped this? Anyway, he wandered off with it. And it had all its instructions in there. It hadn't been used. And it worked perfectly. He couldn't believe it. Who would dump a brand new transistor radio? He did wonder whether someone had stolen it from a shop, thought the cops were after them, did a runner and threw it in the skip as they ran past. I don't know. I found one or two useful items. I found some tools, a set of spanners someone had just dumped. They were wrapped up in, tied up with string. Set of spanners, nothing wrong with them. I suppose someone's clearing out their garage and they thought, I'm never going to use those. Not worth sticking them on an auction site. You might get a couple of quid trying to sell them. Try and give them away. No one's interested. Chuck them in the skip. Of course, I'll have them. That's why our attic, garage, shed's all full of junk. Stuff I've collected over the years that I daren't throw away because you never know, might come in useful one day. But isn't it always the way? If you throw something out, within a week or two, you look back, I wish I'd kept that, I need that now. Like a piece of angle iron, a little bit of angle iron. So, do you remember Dexian racking? A bit of Dexian. You got a bit in the shed, it's been there for 250 years, you throw it away. 2 days later, you need exactly that. Of course, in the old days, again, bit of angle iron, bit of Dexian, bit of metal, bit of aluminium. It's all up the tip. Just go and take it. Obviously, there's only so much junk you can hang on to, unless you've got a farm. I remember as a kid going up the farms. We had local farms. It's all housing now. It's all concrete. And there were outbuildings and sort of lean-to roofs and stuff, full of gear, all sorts of things, an old car. Which probably worked, probably been there years. Well, people do barn finds, as they call them, don't they? Find an old car in a barn, buy it from the chap for perhaps 100 quid, spend years doing it up, and it's worth thousands. If I lived on a farm, just as well I don't, I'd collect all sorts of junk, car engines I like. In fact, I'm getting a Lister D engine. Do you know a Lister D? You won't know what that is, and you probably won't want to look it up on Google. It's an engine, petrol engine, or I think the one I'm getting is, there's diesel, petrol, and paraffin. The one I'm getting runs on paraffin. They were made from the 1920s onwards, I think. They were for running farm equipment, a generator, water pump, things like that that you might want to use on the farm. You might want to do some irrigation, so you'd have this Lister D engine turning with a big flat canvas belt, turning a water pump. I'm digressing again, aren't I? Sorry about that. Right, let's get back on topic, that dreadful expression, off topic. Let's get back to junk. Kids loved junk. Well, not these days. In the old days, back in the 50s and 60s, kids loved junk. Us kids from school, we used to meet up and we'd go over the farms and we'd find things. I found an electric fence machine in a stream. Someone, some idiot, had probably nicked it out of the field, thrown it in the stream. It was very rusty. Obviously, the farmer didn't want it. It was on view. It must have been there for some time. I don't suppose the farmer bothered with it because it was full of water. I took it home. It was summertime. I dried it out. Remember, red hot day. I dried it all out, took the lid off it. Big sort of cast iron box. And inside, I cleaned it all up, let it dry. Then I got this big 12-volt car battery from my dad's shed. Connected it up, and it worked. There was like a little flywheel in it on a spring, and it would twist round, make contact, the electromagnet would pull it back, ching, and it would go tick, 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 tick. And every time it ticked, there was this pulse of high voltage on the fence terminal. Of course, I had several electric shocks from that, which was great. Great fun. But you see what I mean? That was at the bottom of a stream. It was full of water, and I rescued it. So again, you know, it's, you've got to look out for junk. You've got to collect junk. Fill up your sheds, your lofts, your garages full of junk because it's good stuff. It's not only men who hang on to junk. I remember a friend of mine, his wife, she wasn't a hoarder. A hoarder is where you buy new stuff, isn't it? Fill your house with new stuff, most of it unopened. I think that's what a hoarder is. She would just collect junk. She'd get a bottle and put a candle in the top. And that was like a table lamp, this bottle with a candle and all the wax down the side. She'd make half a dozen of these, and they'd just be left on the side somewhere. She'd collect ornaments. Old teapots was one of her things. She had a whole sort of sideboard thing full of old teapots. They weren't even collectible items. They were cracked and chipped. They were fit for the tip. I mean, for me to say they were fit for the tip, they must have been bad. But she collected all this stuff. I remember in their garage, they had a load of old bikes. And I said to him, what's all these bikes? Oh, she's been collecting bikes for years. He said that she was going to do them up. Of course, she never did. So the garage was full of bikes. There must have been a dozen or more in there. Some of them were quite nice. I don't know where she got them from. I don't think she pinched them. She just collected old bikes. Probably found them up the rubbish dump because it is going back to that era. Sadly, these days, if something is rubbish, then it is rubbish. You know, you buy a new kettle or something, you can't restore it, you can't repair it, you can't buy a new element for it. It's just literally rubbish. And of course, it's mainly plastic, so it goes up the tip. I don't know where it all goes. It ends up in the sea, it seems, and then in the stomachs of fishes and whales and dolphins. Such a shame. There is nothing these days that's called junk that is worth keeping. The stuff we've thrown out over the years, I mean, as I've said, for me to throw something out, it must be junk. But what is there these days that gets old, doesn't work anymore, that you wouldn't throw out? I don't know. There isn't anything. It's just all rubbish, isn't it? It's such a shame. Such a shame. There we are. What goes round comes round. I like looking back to the old days and then comparing it with these days to see what was what. Electric kettle back in the 40s. Not 40s. Yeah, they had kettles in the 40s, didn't they? I've seen some. In fact, I've got some old irons. Flat irons, electric ones. And they come, they must be very early 50s, if not 40s. Two pins on the back where you plug the thing in and you plug it into the light fitting. Do you remember that? Do you remember people plugging irons and things into the light fitting? Do you know why they did that? It's not because it was convenient or they didn't have enough power points. It's because the lighting was on a different tariff. The lighting cost less than the power points. They were charged separately. So instead of plugging everything into the power points, people would plug it all into the light sockets and get cheaper electricity. Of course, they weren't designed for sort of high wattage appliances like irons and things. And fuses were blowing every 5 minutes. I suppose people ended up putting thicker fuse wire in, which wasn't good. There were a lot of things about the old days that were very dangerous, especially electrical equipment. Whereas these days, of course, it's a lot safer. But I still prefer the old stuff. Do you remember the old, as I said earlier, do you remember the old Morphy Richards hair dryers? Look at them now. They've got, I don't know, I suppose they're better. They've got different settings. They cost hundreds. I won't mention any names, but some makes of hair dryers, hundreds of pounds. You think, oh, that looks good. Or a fan. You think, oh, I need a fan. It's hot. I'll get a fan for the summer. Cool me down. You have a look online. How many hundreds of pounds is that fan? Good grief, stone the crows. I could go on and on. Oh, please don't, you're saying. Please don't stop there. Please stop. No, seriously. I wonder whether we'll be looked upon as the computer age or the plastic age. You know, there's the Ice Age, the Bronze Age, the Stone Age. I wonder what age we'll be. I reckon it'll be the plastic age. Computers, internet, yeah, possibly, but the plastic age. It sort of fits, doesn't it? The Stone Age, the Bronze, the Iron Age, the plastic age. There we are. Email me if you've anything to say, rude or otherwise. I'd love to hear from you. It's Ray's Rants. That's all one word. Ray's Rants, RaysRants. Ray's Rants at protonmail.com. Ray's Rants at protonmail.com. I'd love to hear from you, and I do answer all emails. Thanks for listening. I shall see you next Sunday. Take care. Bye-bye for now.